Sekuyiminyaka engamachumi amabili selokhu umsakazo lo waya emoyeni kweleZimbabwe, iNingi City liyathokoza ngokuphiwa ithuba lokukhuluma okusenhlizweni zabo. I-Studio 7 isebenza iphansi kwenkampani yomsakazo we-VOA oncediswa nguZulu weleMelika ukusakaza ngendimi ezedlula amachumi amane emhlabeni jikelele. Isipha uZulu imibono engayameli icele njalo engasekeli loba iliphi ibandla lezombusazwe. Ukusungulwa kwalomsakazo kweleZimbabwe ngomnyaka ka-2003 kwasiza kakhulu ngoba weza ngesikhathi abantu behlukuluzwa nguhulumende kamongameli Robert Mugabe. Ngesikhathi lesi amaphephandaba ayefana ne-Daily News ayesipha imibono eyayisola uhulumende ayevaliwe phansi komthetho we-Access to Information and Protection of Privacy Act, IPA. Abezombusazwe bathi osekwenze iStudio 7 yaba khona lanamhlanje ukuba ipha imibono kuZulu ingelacele elisekelayo. Umnumzana Gift Osalo Siziba oyebandla le-Citizens Coalition for Change, CCC, uthi lo msakazo usuncedise kakhulu ukupha uZulu izindaba eziveza mgceke ngesimo esiseZimbabwe.
Amhlophe kumsakazo ke weStudio 7 ngomsebenzi omuhle kakhulu owenzakalayo. Mina ngaqala ukulalela umsakazo ngimncane ngingakwazi ukuthi lami ngizaphithuka. Ngamanye amalanga ubana ngikhulume songiyithakazela lani labalaleli bonke iZimbabwe yonke jikelela kwezindawo sisithi amhlophe iqhubeke ke ngalokho elikwenzayo.
Lokhu kusekele ngumnumzana Believe Gawule owebandla leZANU-PF na othi iStudio 7 ayifani leminye imisakazo.
Ongumsakazo olalelwa ngabantu beZimbabwe abaningi lapho okungafinyeleli khona imisakazo eminingi yeZimbabwe. Lisakaze lingameli uhlangothi oluthile.
Lokho kugcizelwe ngumnumzana Witness Dube oyebandla le-MDCT.
Thina njenge-MDC siyayihalalisela iStudio 7 Voice of America for iminyaka engu-20 isebenza leZimbabwe. Lokho sokusiphe amathuba okuthi sikhulume imibono eminingi kakhulu engatholakaliyo kuma state broadcaster.
Kodwa umsekeli kaMphathi Ntambo wezokwethula kwembiko umnumzana Kindness Baraza uthi kumele iStudio 7 isebenzele kweleZimbabwe okusemthethweni.
The problem we have with Studio 7 or Voice of America is that it is a propaganda radio station, it's a pirate radio station.
iStudio 7 isakaza iseWashington DC yasungula umsebenzi wokusakaza eZimbabwe ngenjongo yokukhuthaza uZulu ukupha imibono yakhe ekhululekileyo ngesimo esiselizweni kungakhathalekile ukuba abasembusweni bathini. Yaqala ngokusakaza ngolwimi lesiNgisi kusukela ngoMvulo kusiya olwesihlanu maziko wonke. Yazothi ngemva kwenyanga ezintathu yangezelela inhlelo zayo yaqalisa ukusakaza ngolimi lwesiShona langesiNdebele. Izinhlelo zayo lokhu izengezelela eminyakeni osokufike kuzinga lokusakaza lasezinkundleni ezithakazelwa nguZulu ezinjengeWhatsApp, Facebook, YouTube nezinye. iStudio 7 ngesikhathi iqala ukusakaza kwakule minye imisakazo eyabakhona eyayifana laboShortwave Radio laboRadio VOP, kodwa namhlanje yonke le imisakazo kayisekho. Kodwa yona lokhu iqina isiya phambili. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngumlondolozi Ndlovu.